Hey everybody, I'm Doug, and this is my co-host, Carrie.
He made me wear this.
Hilarious. Episode 14, let's go.
This week's episode is brought to you by Denison Yacht Sales. And Doug, don't screw this up.
Why would I screw this up? Okay, listen, Denison has a rich yachting history, Denison family, but I got some really good news. The grandson, Bob Denison, just delivered a brand new build.
Oh.
Yeah, in only 9 months.
What size?
It's 0.48 meters.
Ah, you're talking about the new baby girl.
Congratulations.
Hey, congratulations, family.
Next.
Okay, so we have a big shout out to Molin Lars over on the other side of the pond.
Oh, this was cool. Molin reached out to us. He says he's watching us from the Mediterranean, and he wanted to have a toast with us. So cheers, Molin.
Cheers.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks
Worldwide
for watching.
Presence.
Also... We have a big thanks to Antibes Yacht Crew and St. Martin Yacht Crew for posting our videos on their Facebook pages.
Oh, you guys are awesome. Thanks.
Hey, so why am I wearing this?
Why are you wearing that? Listen, we're sick and tired of all you creepy guys hitting on her after every episode. I mean, the PMs that we have to go through take like an hour. So I made you wear this to keep them away.
Yeah, well, I hate you.
Okay. Well, actually, it's for a real reason.
What's up with the cars? We're a boating show.
I didn't clean up after the riots.
Oh. All right. So industry news. We have area openings. We're going to start with St. Martin.
St. Martin. Talk to Jeff Boyd down there at Port of Plaisance. He says they're basically open. There's a few regulations you need to put in place before you can go. But if you're going to spend your summer down in St. Martin, I think you're good to go.
Right, Bahamas. I'm feeling it.
Okay, the Bahamas are opening officially July 1st. However, if you're a private yacht or private aircraft, you can go in June 15th, just a couple days from now. But there's a regular, what were the rules?
So you have to register ahead of time, and you have to present a negative COVID test, a recent one.
Okay.
All right.
Next.
So we have New England.
Okay. So New England, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts are basically open. They're all reporting that we're ready to go. Now, in Massachusetts, the rule currently is you can only have 10 people on board the boat. That includes crew. That's going to be tough. And then what about Rhode Island?
Oh, so they have a formula. Depending on the length of your boat, we'll let you know how many people you're allowed to have on board.
Okay.
All right.
Next.
Here in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, Fort Lauderdale. We survived COVID. We survived the riots with lockdown. So right now, we're open and ready for business.
Not
until
necessarily.
What?
Not
what
necessarily.
Happened?
We have killer bees and a giant asteroid plummeting towards Earth. So
great.
Get out there and have a few drinks.
Great.
Okay, so we're going to do some boating terms. And you know you've been on a yacht too long when?
Oh, you know you've been on a yacht too long when you go to your friend's house and ask him where the head is.
Yeah, or the galley.
Or the galley.
Okay, and our boating term this week is loose cannon.
Okay, a loose cannon. Okay, in the old days, if a cannon broke loose, it would smash through bulkheads and bust up all the wood on a sailing ship, and it could sink the ship. In modern times, that's the chef, okay? The chef's going batshit crazy in the galley. He's a loose cannon. Either one, you have to stay away from.
They're questions.
Both very dangerous.
Questions. Sam Eastman wants to know, why aren't bananas allowed on boats?
See, that's why you're wearing that.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I hate you.
What?
You didn't need my
I didn't
costume.
Know I had the bananas. That's why we got that.
I hate
you. Sam, I'm going to be honest with you. I have no idea why you can't have bananas on board. I looked it up. Okay, there's several reasons. First of all, okay, the banana boats, the bananas will go bad, release a toxic gas. On the banana boats, they said that they load spiders with the bananas, and then when you're out in the ocean, the spiders will come out and eat you. The fishermen are saying that no bananas on board because if they spoil, they have to run back in the shore, and they'd rather stay out and fish.
That's bad luck.
I dare anybody to give me the real reason. I don't know.
You don't take bananas on board, do you?
Oh, hell no. I'm not going to push my luck. I don't take bananas. But I'll take you.
Take me?
That's actually pretty risky right there, taking her anywhere.
Oh,
go
my
ahead.
God. Okay, speaking of fishermen, we have Kevin Gale, a fisherman up in Nova Scotia, causing a bit of controversy on Facebook.
This guy Kevin's pretty cool. He jumped on one of the Yachty forums and said, hey, I'm a Novi fisherman, and I really like to join yachting, but what was one of his rules?
Only thing, Mr. Kevin, got to clean up the 420, not allowed in yachting.
You can't work on a yacht if you require 420-friendly boats. Okay, but listen, this guy's pretty cool. Actually, in his post, he said he's cruising out. He sees these gold platers. He just sits there and dreams about living and working on one of these beautiful yachts.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the crew's eating gluten-free pancakes with the organic syrup.
Served from a private chef. Okay, next time you guys are doing all that, maybe you should look out the window at these fishing boats and kind of be happy with what you got.
And I quote, all of you rich bastards eating that succulent swordfish, just remember who's out there catching them for you.
And by the way, Kevin, I love... I love swordfish. Somebody give this guy a job.
Keep up the work, good work, yeah. Kevin. Okay, in the crew corner, we're going to cover chefs.
Nah.
Okay, just please.
I'll try.
Tread lightly.
Okay. I don't want to die.
Here we go.
Okay, go ahead. Give me some of the chef positions.
So we have chef, executive chef, crew chef, cook, and stew cook.
Okay, they're all the same position, basically. All right, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. The chef's position is a tough job. It's tough. You're up at the crack of dawn, and you don't go to sleep until somebody decides they're not hungry anymore. Then you can get woken up at 2 a.m., and you got to cook some more food. I'll tell you what, I don't want to do it.
Me neither.
I mean, that's crazy.
So what's the difference between a good chef and a bad chef?
Oh, okay. A good chef is going to ask the crew, hey, you guys hungry? Can I get you something? They're not going to flip out on the stew when there's a change order. And you know what? They're part of the team. A bad chef's going to sit there and say, listen, I'm not here to cook for you guys. I'm here for the guests. All right. A bad chef's going to go bash it crazy in the galley. They got knives. A bad chef's going to go out and try and take a bow before anybody even asks them to.
All right.
But wait a minute. Wait, okay. I got to save myself here. Big shout out to Denise Dobbs, to Brandon Weller, to Calvin Stokes, and to Chris Connell. These are the good chefs, guys. Don't kill me.
Okay, I think that's hopefully it for episode 14. What's up?
No, nothing. I don't know. I was just not feeling it this time.
What? Are you? I wore a freaking banana costume for you.
And that was
it's
nice.
A good episode.
That was good, but...
Hey, listen, I have something that might cheer you up.
What?
You ready?
Yeah.
It's peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time! Way yet! Way yet! Way yet!
You know... I appreciate it.
So good?
I appreciate it. I'm just not feeling
come
it.
Come on!
No, that's good. You're
you
good.
Suck!
No,
that's look good. At me! Come on, ready?
Do the peanut butter jelly! Peanut butter jelly! Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat! Peanut butter jelly! Peanut butter jelly! Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat! There you go! There you go! There you go! Peanut butter jelly! Peanut butter jelly! Peanut butter jelly! Peanut butter